Good morning. This is Galesburg Live. Tom Meredith, I'm your host this morning. Thanks for being with us here today. We're talking about some happenings at Carl Sandburg College this morning. Joining us is the Coordinator of Diversity and Recruitment. Carl Sandburg College heads up the Men of Distinction, Women of Character program, Anthony Law. Anthony, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. Glad to have you on with us here again. I know we've talked a little bit about the programs in the past. We're going to get more this morning. Some students, actually some new guys coming in here this morning to talk with us. First off, Devin McIntosh. Devin, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. Chris Lopez, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. Dylan Armstrong, good morning, Dylan. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic.
And Elijah Stewart. Elijah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, Elijah, let me start with you first off. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, where you went to high school.
My name is Elijah Stewart. I moved down here from Chicago when I was like four. I've been living here in Galesburg ever since. I graduated from Lombard Middle School. I graduated from Galesburg High School, and now I'm attending Carl Sandburg College. This is my second year, and my major is to become an orthopedic surgeon. So I'm doing my two years of gen eds here, then hopefully transfer to a 4-year school to start my pre-med undergraduate.
Absolutely, that's great. Any idea where you might end up for your undergrad?
Well, my eyes are set on going to the University of Iowa. That's one of the big parts. But if that doesn't work out, I was thinking of Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, and that's another good plan for me too. But if I just gotta stay focused and keep working hard like I'm doing now in school, then I'm pretty sure I'll be able to make it there.
Excellent, outstanding. Best of luck on that. Also, as we met Dylan Armstrong, Dylan, where are you from originally, and what high school did you go to?
I'm originally from Galesburg, born and raised, been here my whole life. Graduated from Galesburg High School last year. I just finished my first year out of Sandburg. I will start my second year, and then I will graduate with an associate's in arts.
What any thoughts of your future plans after Carl Sandburg College?
As of right now, I have no idea what I want to do, so hopefully that'll come through.
Yeah, you got plenty of time for that.
Exactly.
That's one of those great things about Carl Sandburg College, not having to declare a major yet. Also, Chris Lopez. Chris, I know you haven't been here your whole life as of, about junior high? So you went to your schooling starting in junior high here in Galesburg?
Yeah, I came out here in seventh grade, and I've just been living out here ever since, going to Carl Sandburg College, and I'm doing a lot of my general education classes, and I kind of have an idea of where I want to go. I'm thinking about pursuing going to a culinary school to get my degree in culinary arts and just taking it from there and traveling, I guess.
So you like to cook, obviously.
Yeah.
Anything in particular? What's the best dish you do?
I just make a lot of breakfast stuff.
There you go. Good deal. All right. Also, Devin McIntosh. Devin, tell us where you're from, where you went to school.
Originally, I was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. And like Chris, my family, we moved here in seventh grade. I graduated GHS last spring. Right now, I'm currently pursuing an associate's in psychology. But after volunteering with MOD a lot, Mr. Law has showed me a different passion for kids. So I'm going to pursue a teaching degree and become a high school teacher and a football coach.
Good deal. Good deal. Where, do you know, as far as schooling, where you're going to continue after Carl Sandburg College?
I have no idea.
Okay. That's you got plenty of time for that, though. All right. Well, guys, again, thanks and welcome. And, man, Anthony, that's fun right off the bat to hear these guys, how motivated they are and things they're going to pursue. And that's got to make you feel good as well.
It does. And like we talked about before, what we're doing is we're trying to expose our young people to Galesburg as a community, to different things, to different ideas. This is how we grow as a community. This is how we stay positive. We include and involve and engage our young people, and then they're going to go and do all these great things, and they're going to come back, hopefully, maybe not even to stay, maybe just come back and motivate and inspire other people. And that's what the goal is, the ultimate goal. Be successful at Sandburg, go on and be successful in life, but never forget where you came from.
Yeah, and I guess in some ways, even without being here, you can give back to your community by coming back. And, you know, maybe someday these guys are coming back, if they're not here anymore, coming back and talking to whoever the current students are in the Men of Distinction, Women of Character, or the Solutions Program, or whatever the case may be.
Exactly. You know, and I'm glad you mentioned Solutions. That's what we're doing. It starts early on. It starts with a commitment to our young people. And then, like you said, we're going to expose them to so many different things about this community that they, like I said, they want to come back. They want to give. if not to live, at least to inspire, impact, whatever you do. You know, it's one of those things where you see famous people and they go off and they give a shout out to their hometown. That's what we're looking for. We want people to be proud of being a part of the Galesburg that we know and a lot of us love.
Anthony Law, Coordinator of Diversity and Recruitment at Carl Sandburg College. Talk a little bit about that office and kind of the mission of that particular office at Carl Sandburg College.
Okay. From my role at Carl Sandburg College is simply this. I am as a Coordinator of Diversity and Inclusion, that component of what I do is to ensure that every student, no matter of what their background, what their situation, what they recognize themselves to be, has a fair opportunity to get the best education possible. Sandburg is a great campus, a great college community. We have some fantastic faculty, fantastic staff, great programs. And I want to make sure my position, my role was put in there to make sure that everybody knows that they are respected, accepted, and included. And so that's what that part is. The other part is I'm a recruiter, which makes me part kind of a salesperson. But what I'm selling is opportunities. Carl Sandburg College is a great college. One of the things that I lived here for quite some time, and I didn't even know anything about it. So the reality is it's one of the best-kept secrets we have in our community. And so my responsibility is to let people know that, hey, it shouldn't be a second choice. This is a first-choice opportunity for you to get a good education, to experience things, and to go on and do great things. So that's what I do.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting that it's unfortunate that there seems to have always been this stigma of the community college for mm-hmm. years and years and years, which I think is changing now, but whether it was Carl Sandburg or ICC or Joliet Junior College mm-hmm. or whatever, that's like, oh, you're just going there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a bad thing. There's no just. You're great. You're going there. You're bettering yourself, whether you continue after that or not. And the other thing is now, which I think a lot of that stigma is starting to go away, and I think these guys even, a lot of them mentioned the fact that, you know, getting my gen eds done here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot cheaper and better to do it when you don't know mm-hmm. what you're planning in your life. Mm-hmm. Get it out of the way here instead of paying all this money that you might end up at a place you're paying all this money, and that might not even be the spot for you when you decide what it is you want to do in life.
You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you, to be honest, we get a lot of students who are talk to parents. Who maybe little Billy or Sally went away and they realized, man, this wasn't for me. And second semester, they're like, hey, that didn't work out. Is it too late to come into Sandburg? No, come on in. Let's get this done. Give you an opportunity to kind of slow it down a bit. You start out running, slow it down, kind of figure this thing out as you go. The great thing about our community college and Carl Sandburg College in particular is a lot of the first students I had are now graduating from their 4 years with 2 degrees. They have their associates and their bachelors. So that's one thing. The second thing is, if you get involved and get engaged while you're at Carl Sandburg College, a lot of our students, they can go to their third and fourth year when they transfer, and they don't have to do anything but go to class because they've been so involved at Carl Sandburg College, their resume looks fantastic. We're give you an opportunity. You come in the door, you can be a student leader. You walk in the door a couple of months later, you can be involved. You can have a title. Out of the students that are here today, there are some people over there that have they've been on the executive board. They have president of a certain organization behind their names. They have jobs on campus. They have multiple campus engagement things that go on their resume that show. And if you go to Illinois State, U of I, something like that, in your first year, you probably have nothing there because the positions go to the upperclassmen. So you have to wait till you're a junior to even be seen as a student leader.
Well, and I think a lot of the students don't realize coming up through, even getting into college, especially on the four-year side of it, you got to be involved. I don't care if you have a 4.0 and you're the valedictorian of your class. If all you did was go to class and go home and study in back class, you weren't involved in anything. That doesn't have to be athletics, some mm-hmm. extracurricular, some club or organization. They want you to be a well-rounded, mm-hmm. not just student, but person. So it's, even if you got great grades, it makes it tougher for you to get into school. And so even for maybe a student that didn't get involved much in high school, here you go. You get to Carl Sandburg College, and mm-hmm. you get that opportunity mm-hmm. to have that on your AR application for the four-year school.
You're absolutely right. It gives you a second chance. Because to be honest,
yeah.
if I'm hiring somebody for a job and they need a certain level of education, every resume I look at has a bachelor's. So what differentiates you from everybody else with a bachelor's? What you were engaged in while you were in school? Because everybody had to graduate. Everybody had to take the same basic classes to get this degree. So what did you do? Well, I was president of this, or I was a student ambassador, or I was a community member. One of the things I encourage my students as well, we're not just going to get involved in things on campus. We're going to get involved in things around the city, around the community, so that you have those kind of people. When it comes to references, and my students know, I'll be your reference no matter what. But when you get involved, if you take advantage of the opportunities, you can also use the mayor, the police chief, the fire chief, city council person. They can be your references as well because you've been involved in our community and they know who you are. You're not asking your mom or dad, hey, can you ask one of your friends to be my reference who doesn't really know you? You've got people who know. I tell these guys all the time, it's not what you know. It's not who you know. It's who knows you. If you establish yourself in a community, especially at a young age, and people are saying, hey, I know you. I saw you doing this. I see you doing this. I like that. Those are the people that are willing to say, hey, if an opportunity comes, we need a young person for X, Y, and Z. I know a guy.
Well, and like you said, looking at resumes when these guys are finished with school and going out and looking for a job, and that person, whether they're HR or president of the company, and they see that you've been involved, said, well, you do a lot of organizations, either, whether it was in high school or at Carl Sandburg College, but, oh, wow, they were involved in the community. They helped with this. They helped with that. Those things are huge
exactly,
when it comes to getting hired.
Exactly. And these guys, all four of these guys have been actively involved.
We are talking about not only Carl Sandburg College, but the programs, Men of Distinction, Women of Character. We're going to find out more about that and why these guys got involved and kind of what the future of the program is going to be. Anthony Law joining us, Devin McIntosh, Chris Lopez, Dylan Armstrong, Elijah Stewart. We're going to take a break here, come back with more. This is Galesburg Live. This is Galesburg Live. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Joining us is the coordinator of diversity recruitment at Carl Sandburg College, Anthony Law. He also heads up the Men of Distinction, Women of Character program. Got some of the students and members of the Men of Distinction program, Devin McIntosh, Chris Lopez, Dylan Armstrong, and Elijah Stewart. Again, thanks, guys, for coming in this morning. I'm going to start, we'll start over again. I'll start on the other end this time with you, Elijah, graduate of, grew up, spent some time in Chicago, came down here to Galesburg, graduated from Galesburg Schools, now at Carl Sandburg College. The Men of Distinction program in particular, why did you want to get involved with this program?
I came to Carl Sandburg College. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. But then, we have, this fall fest that we usually have right before the beginning of the school year. So all the different organizations and everything was outside on the campus that day. And so, some of the members that I know that's in MOD way back when they first started, they showed me in the direction of MOD and explained to me what it was about, who was part of it, what the mission was. So I thought it was real interesting. And then I signed up for it, and then I became one of the captains for my lines back in summer of 2017. And I ended up meeting Mr. Law, and then he put me on with a lot of different opportunities. And ever since then, things has been booming for me, and I enjoy being part of MOD and helping the community out and get a chance to talk to kids and build a lot of different connections and relationships.
Did you get involved in many extracurricular activities when you were in high school at all?
The only thing I did in high school was I was a varsity basketball manager, and that was pretty much the only thing that I really did, honestly, out there. So I was just really started and new to a lot of different opportunities when I got to college, so that was pretty good for me.
All right. Also, Dylan Armstrong. Dylan, talk about why you got involved with the Men of Distinction.
Well, I first got interested my junior year of high school. A lot of my friends who graduated the year ahead of me were looking into the organization their senior year, and I asked them about it, what their mission was, what they did in the community. And then senior year is where I really started getting interested in it. They, Men of Distinction and Women of Character and all the different organizations, they march in the Christmas Day parade and just different parades throughout the year. And I got invited by somebody to go walk in the parade, and it's the rest is history. I've enjoyed every moment I've had in Men of Distinction, building relationships with not just the guys, but also the women of Women of Character, and throughout the community, going to the different schools, different programs. It's an honor to be in the organization.
Were you involved in any other extracurriculars when you were in school, high school?
I was not when I was in high school. In high school, it was mostly just trying to get an education,
Yep, I get that. Chris Lopez, why did you get interested in the MOD?
I had known Anthony like here and there throughout my life just because he was actually good friends with my mom at one point. And I didn't know about MOD. I just knew about Anthony until my senior year. That's when one of my friends, actually, he joined Men of Distinction, and we're good friends, so we just – like I'd see him all the time after school, and he would just tell me about all the stuff he was doing with MOD, and I'd see it on Facebook and all that, and I was like, this looks really interesting. Like, this is something I want to be a part of, like, making an impact. So freshman year of Carl Sandburg, I was like, I want to do this. Like, I was trying to get on it. Like, I was, like, hounding him. I'm like, when is the whatever we got to do to join it?
All right, Devin McIntosh, how about you? What made you interested in Men of Distinction program?
Just really talking to my friend Lester Spinks, because unlike these guys, I had no knowledge of Men of Distinction until actually the day the packet was due for the fall line. We were just walking in, and he asked me if I was going to join, and I asked him what it was, and he just broke it down to me, and I was like, oh, that seems interesting. You know, anytime to volunteer in your community to meet and create bonds with the people that you're living with, you can't pass up that type of opportunity.
Speaking of Lester, Anthony, he's going to be mad because I see him each week at the Y, and he says, hey, when are we going to get back on the air again? Because he did a great job when you were here before.
He did.
Lester, we'll get you back again sometime.
We got you, Lester.
Yeah. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm going to let you know coming up. I'm going to ask you each something you've learned, whether about yourself or just something you've learned from being in this program. So we'll let you think about that for a minute here and let you worry about answering that question, all right? Anthony, let's talk about the Men of Distinction, Women of Character. Kind of talk about the mission of the whole program.
Okay. Well, it is a retention and success program, to be honest. I wanted to make sure that our students were staying in school, first and foremost, and were graduating. And also, what I said, how do you do that? How do you make sure that students are invested in their own future? Well, you've got to give them glimpses of who they can be. So, who can I be? No matter what your career choice is, no matter what your academic journey will lead you, who you are is defined by the impact that you leave behind when you're gone. And so, we gave these students an opportunity to, okay, let's go out and talk about good opportunities, talk about making wise decisions, talk about we celebrate where you are right now. You're 18, 19, 20 years old. You're in college. You've got a plan for success. You've got a vision for your future. Not everybody has that same thing. What would you have liked to have heard when you were in grade school, junior high, or high school that would have helped you become where you are? How many people do you know that you went to school with that had no positive influences? And then what can we do about that? So we're going to go back and be that positive influence for those that may not have. And then we talk about how can I impact not only my college community, but the surrounding community as well. How do you see? We can sit here and complain about Galesburg and our community and all those things, but what can we do to make things different? So we got involved. We said, that's how we do it. We need to be an active participant in our community. And so with the combination of those two things, help people define who they are. Now, the retention part of that is, you know, I always tell them, this is bigger than you. Being part of MOD and WOC is bigger than you. You're recognized by the shirt. People are going to see you. Then you don't have the shirt on one day. They're going to be like, hey, I remember you from that student group. That's the impact we're trying to make. So you want to be a part of that. And sometimes we lose when the vision of our career is so far away, we lose that. But the daily part of wanting to be involved, I'm going to stay in school. I'm going to do my best so I continue to be involved and continue, be a part of this, because that's how people identify me. If I go to junior high and tell them how important getting an education is, I got to get that education. I can't quit, because those kids are going to see me other places. Say, hey, are you still out at Sandburg? And I have to tell them no, because I quit. I'm not ready to do that. So I need to work hard. Because, you know, we celebrate. We celebrate graduations. We celebrate successes. You know, you do academically well. We celebrate that. And we publicize that. Social media has been great for us because we've been able to put some things out there. Because people need to know. I tell them all the time, if somebody does something, one of your peers does something wrong, it's all over social media. Everybody knows. It's all over the news and everything else. So we need to counterbalance that by doing the positive things you do. and blasting it all over the place too. People need to know.
Yeah, so you kind of self-policing as well.
Exactly, yeah. exactly.
And it sounds like once you've been jumped in, you're in for life.
Oh, you're in for life. It's hard to get out.
But that's a good thing. That is a good thing, though. That was the voice of Anthony Law joining us here this morning. Let's see. I kind of lost my train of thought. I had something else that's kind of along with that. Oh, I know. I guess, you know, one of the things you mentioned also in, you know, just being a good person, whether somebody, you know, they finish a Carl Sandburg College, whether they use that education or for anything or go on to a four-year or even further degrees. I mean, whether you're working at fast food or stocking shelves doesn't keep you from being a good person and being a good part of your community and doing being the best you can be at whatever it is you're doing.
Exactly. No, that's absolutely right. You know, everybody. And we put that on. That's kind of what we did, kind of putting this plug in our Positive Galesburg campaign. That's one of the things we said, okay, Galesburg is not just a place. It's not just a place on a map. It's the people. And so you want a more positive community, you got to have a positive mindset. You have positive people make a positive community. It doesn't happen the other way around. So what can we do? You don't have to be at Sandburg. You don't have to be a student. You don't need to be, okay, see Galesburg, see a concern, not a problem, but a concern that you may have, and then do something about it. You know, if you don't like, if you say the streets are dirty, go pick up something. If you say the kids are out of control, go inspire one of them. If you say that you don't like the way the schools or what school is being closed or whatever, they have what they call school board meetings that you can attend, city council meetings that you can attend. You know, you can sit back and post stuff on social media all day, but what does that accomplish? You know, I mean, 1,000 likes don't equal going outside and picking up one piece of paper.
Yeah, nobody in charge of those things is looking at social media, by the way.
They
don't care about that.
So I'm hoping that these young people being out there and being active will motivate not only their peers, but even my peers. You know, we look and say, man, if these young people can do it, they can be in school, they can work, they can have all these other things going on, and they can still give a little bit of their time to make the community better, so can I.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and talk more about Men of Distinction. It is Galesburg Live. It is 8:45. This is Galesburg Live. Thanks for being with us here this morning, talking about Carl Sandburg College and the Men of Distinction Women of Character program there. And Anthony, I had another question for you. Anthony Law joining us here this morning. He is the coordinator of diversity and recruitment at Carl Sandburg College, also the head of the program there. You had mentioned that part of what these young people in the organization do, they come to you to try to help things in the community, is talking about or asking that question, what is it that you wanted or wish you would have heard growing up that would have helped you get to where you want to be? And we mentioned the Solutions Program at the Knox County YMCA. There we go. That's kind of what's mm-hmm. happening now. So these guys are kind of being able to be a part of that with that. So mm-hmm. now, you know, with Joey and Quincy and the Solutions Program, what those kids need starting, what, fifth grade
yeah.
with that program. And it's not going to be long before you're going to have your first high school graduates through that program. So that's such a great thing. I think we all, I don't care where you grew up, would have loved to have a situation where we could, hindsight look back, but not have to have looked back, because now we've got adults kind of knowing what we need to know, mm-hmm. Helping us out.
Exactly. You know, and the reality is, anytime, everybody should look at it, anytime that you can say something positive and encouraging to a young person, you should say it. I mean, the reality, we don't even know. Sometimes we can't even imagine what some of these kids are going through. Some of these kids are late for school, and people don't realize they're late for school because they're getting their younger siblings up and dressed and fed and everything else before they go to third grade. And that's something that we can't, you know, some of us that have been blessed that have, parents that were able to do those things for us, we don't realize. So a little word of encouragement, a little opportunity to inspire goes a long way. And that's one of the things I think it comes great. It really has a real impact when it comes from young people like these guys. And our Women of Character members, it just makes an impact.
Yeah, and there's so many ways that adults can help, whether mm-hmm. you know you're on the job or whatever. Even as things that, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Yeah, mm-hmm. some people, well, I don't have time to be a big, have it, you know, that much time. That you don't have to be. There's also what they call the Lunch Buddies program, mm-hmm. where you once a week go have lunch mm-hmm. with your little at their school, and get mm-hmm. a chance to talk to them and let them talk to you about what's going on in their life. So there's just so many different ways to do that.
And I'll give these guys an opportunity to talk about some of the things. Hopefully, Devin will. Because that's where he really shines. hopefully he'll get an opportunity to kind of share some of his lunchtime visit story, or at least one of his lunchtime visit stories with you.
All right. So we'll talk about that also. I mean, the different thing, you talked about doing things on the job, and I've worked at the Y before. I know you, there's a chance there to make an impact. And Chris Lopez, a member of Mentor Distinction, I know you work there, so you get a chance to talk with kids out there some too. But let's talk specifically about the Mentor Distinction program. Since you've been involved in the program, what's something that you've learned or that's going to help you in your life?
Kind of like what you guys were talking about earlier, where you don't understand someone's situation. Definitely like going to those lunch visits, because that's what we go to, like Lombard and Steele and other places like that, going to those lunch visits and just like talking to the children. And you know, like you have to go there multiple times because they're just like, they have such a hard exterior, they don't want to open up to you. And like as you just go progressively, then they start telling you all these stories. And there was this one time we were there, and it was the track season's getting ready to start. So I'm telling kids, like, join track, because that's what I did back in middle school to, like, keep me from, like, being lazy or just out in the streets. And I was talking to some of the kids, and, like, they all were, like, giving these excuses. And a couple of them were like, my parents won't give me the money to do it. I don't have time, too busy watching my brothers and sisters when they get back from school because my parents are out working. It's like, you don't know what someone's going through.
Do you sometimes see yourself in some of these kids? Like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, definitely. Like, a lot of times when these kids are just, like, giving all these excuses on why they don't want to do something, I tell them, it's like, that I was doing the exact same thing at your age. I don't want you to fall into that, like, cycle of just being lazy and going home and doing things you don't need to be doing. I'd rather you be, like, going out to do a sport like football, soccer, baseball, any of that stuff, like, aside from, like, the physical part of, like, just building your body up, it teaches you, like, how to be a leader, how to take action for what you've done, all that kind of stuff, teamwork, everything. So those are important to me.
Dylan Armstrong, talk about something that you've learned or maybe learned about yourself since you've been in Men of Distinction.
A couple things that I've learned is, one, Men of Distinction has definitely made me a better person overall. It's made me want to expand and get out of my usual comfort zone. I myself have usually always been a people person, but this has really pushed me to go further than that and be an inspiration and impact all these kids. A thing that I do that I believe is important for me and for the community is I go to King School every Friday, and at the end of the day, these kids, they go, there's this program that the fifth graders do at King called Kick It, which is where if the kids finish all their assignments and they have everything done and they've had good behavior reports, they get to go, you know, outside and do recess at the end of the day, hang out with their friends, get on their Chromebooks, video board games, whatever. And it's just really nice to sit there and, you know, just kind of bond with the kids, learn stuff that you may not even know. So it's very motivational for me and for the kids. So
Devin McIntosh, talk about something you've learned since you've been a member of the Men of Distinction.
I think that, like, the major thing I've learned so far is how much I really appreciate just interacting with others, even if it's doing silly things at lunch with the little kids or helping around or being a positive role model. I really enjoy being looked up to and being a good role model to people who necessarily don't have one.
Right. So you have an experience that you need to tell us about during lunch with one of the youngsters.
I don't know. It's so, like, naturally growing up in a big family, I'm the second oldest. So, like, I have, like, I'm closer with my younger siblings than most people are. And I don't know, like, naturally, I'm a goofier person, so I'm a little bit more immature, some people would say, but, you know, it's...
You know what? You'll never change. Me. I'm there, too.
Man. Yeah, I just wouldn't change. So, like, I just like, connect with the kids, like, more than most kids, because they're trying to come and approach it as a mature standpoint, and I'm coming at it as that 10-year-old kid comes out of me. And we're doing bunny ears and joking and playing rock, paper, scissors and stuff like that. And, like, when you see the kids, like, they light up because, like, when's the last time a 10-year-old kid's played with a 19-year-old kid and stuff like that? Or arm wrestled contest. Like, the whole table beat me and stuff like that. And like, they were just so ecstatic, and it just felt really good.
Yeah, and I guess sometimes that might be things that they aren't necessarily getting at home either from whatever siblings or parents even. All right. Elijah Stewart, let's talk about you and Men of Distinction. What's something you've learned since you've been in the program?
What I learned was that everything is bigger than I am. And, you know, you want to the fact that you can see kids and then you talk to them and you try to point them in the right direction kind of makes me happier as a person. I'm pretty sure it does the same thing for the guys. You know, it'd be like, it'll make you feel good. And like, you know what? These kids are, they're listening. Then they're understanding what's really going on. Because a lot of kids don't really have, like, positive mindsets, you know, even from parents. Or even though I have an older sibling or not. So, you know, most of the kids feel like without those type of people in their lives, they most of the time they want to be bad or do things that's not right. So you want to be able to stop that before it happens. You know, you want to lead them, even if it's in sports or academics or any other things that they like to enjoy. You know, what I tell a lot of kids is, you know, they ask me what I want to do in school or what have I do on the outside of school. For me, I play a lot of basketball on the outside of school for fun. And so most of the time, that's how I usually connect with kids too, when I see them around the areas or when I'm at the Y. And I tell them all the time, you know, the world is a big place. You know, they're not sure what they want to do in life, and there's a lot of different opportunities out there. So I told them, as long as you just stay focused and keep working hard and get ahead and stay ahead, which is a model that we like to use at Carl Sandburg. And as long as they have those and remember where they came from, everything is pretty straightforward for them. So that's what it taught me so far.
Elijah, thank you so much. Best of luck in the future. I know you're going to do great wherever you end up, and hopefully you get that goal. And if I ever need my knee worked on, knee replacement someday, I'm going to have you take care of it. Thanks, right. Elijah.
Thank you.
Dylan, thank you so much for what you're doing in the community. Yep. Best of luck in the future.
Thanks for having me. Thank
you. Chris, same to you. Devin, thank you. And Anthony, as always, appreciative guy. The future looks really bright for this area, especially. I hope some of these guys stick around when they're done with school.
We've got some great young people here. And before we go, just a shout out. Tonight at the Y, 6 to 8 p.m., is the Y-Zone Solutions Party. It's open to all junior high and high school students in Knox County. So
free.
Yeah. Food, fun, music, all that great stuff. So come out if you will. If you have any questions, it's on my Facebook page. It's on the Y's Facebook page. Contact Joey, Quincy, the whole crew will be there. I think it's just a really nice opportunity for kids to do something. If people that say there's nothing for kids to do, well, here you go.
Anthony, thank you so much for what you do for the community.
Thank you, sir.